Consequence Podcast Network. Bite-sized album reviews for the music fan on the go who wants to stay in the know. This is Consequence of Sound.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine. I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go.
Black Panther, the album. A review by Greg Witt, read by Eleanor Edwards. Throughout the history of modern black cinema, there's been as much precedence placed on the soundtrack as what's actually projected on the silver screen. Think about the pulpy blaxploitation movies of the 70s, the early 80s flicks that capitalized on the hip-hop zeitgeist, and the 90s mini-boom of black rom-coms and hood dramas. These soundtracks are legendary in their own right, if only for how they captured the sound of their respective eras. In 1971, Isaac Hayes' Shaft soundtrack spawned the titular hit single, earning him a Grammy and an Oscar, while outselling every album he or any of his label mates ever released on Stax Records. The 1972 film Superfly was outgrossed by Curtis Mayfield's soundtrack for the film, and later that year Marvin Gaye wrote, produced, and performed the soundtrack for Trouble Man. This trend would continue all throughout the decade. In the early 1980s, a handful of movies clutched the coattails of the burgeoning hip-hop scene by featuring a number of its songs and artists. The most notable of the bunch was Wild Style, which in addition to being the first movie about hip-hop, had one of the best soundtracks ever. Curated by hip-hop legend Fab Five Freddy, who also starred in the film, the Wild Style soundtrack encapsulated hip-hop in its infancy before it became the globally beloved commercial genre it is today. It was a clear black night. The 1990s was a golden era for films informed by hip-hop and the people who listened to it. This led to classic soundtracks like Death Row Records' Above the Rim and Murder Was the Case, and lesser-known gems like the double album for the Newark car theft drama New Jersey Drive. This history, and the weight of supporting what may become the most successful action movie to ever star a black cast, certainly informed TDE and Kendrick Lamar's soundtrack for Marvel's long-awaited blockbuster, Black Panther.
Somebody pop our day, hold up. Somebody on their way, hold up. I would've grown our day, hold up. Somebody can't relate,
Black
hold
Panther.
Up. Stay down with no bacon. Go up, top down, I've been racing. Go up, she wild, I'm in dangerous. Go up, my crowd in rotation, yeah.
The film takes place in the fictional African nation Wakanda, a place whose culture is both deeply spiritual and known for being the most technologically advanced on Earth. The soundtrack blends different genres and emotional motivations to duplicate that dichotomy. The best example is the album's closer, Pray For Me, which features clean melodies from The Weeknd, electro-tribal drums, and an on-the-nose verse from Lamar that nods to the idea that every superhero needs his theme music.
Tell me who's gonna save me from myself.
King Kendrick is sharper when evoking King T'Challa's quiet intensity on the title track, and later captures his unchecked aggression on Ops, featuring scene-stealing verses from Vince Staples and South African artist Eugen Blackrock.
Hey, hey, ready, set, go crazy, hit it finesse, you see I'm getting mice. Life hit a nigga with the lemons, lime, light, but at night we still committing crimes, spitting rhymes. Ride a coupe with a spinner rim, get inside, bring a friend, bleed the hands from the genocide, clean me up, beam me up to the other side.
Wakanda is also a world that features several strong black women in important roles, so I Am, Georgia Smith's ode to bravery in the face of those who would attempt to shame and silence them, is a beautiful anchor for the middle of the album. The more straightforward hip-hop selections don't disappoint either. SOB RBE provide the Vallejo, California version of a war cry on the DJ Dahi-produced Paramedic. Mozzie, Reason, and Sajava provide introspection on Seasons. And after a strange run in 2017, all hail the triumphant return of flute rap on Kendrick and Travis Scott's Cardo-produced banger Big Shot, the album's most rap caviar-ready track.
Welcome!
Big Shot!
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets!
No.
Outside! Cocaine white, but he looks like Gentiles! Gentiles! Emotional, 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 emotional! Why you emotional? Why you emotional?
Overall, the soundtrack has a looser feel than most TDE releases, feeling more akin to a curated playlist than an album. Also, the handful of direct references to the movie feel tossed off and arbitrary. Kendrick proclaims, "I am T'Challa" on the title track and references the character Eric Killmonger on two other songs. Then again, they'll make more sense once the credits roll. These grievances aside, Black Panther the album is another strong entry into the pantheon of great black movie soundtracks and yet another win for the TDE team.
Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The Black Panther soundtrack is out now from Top Dog Entertainment, Aftermath, and Interscope Records. Our grade, B+.
Stay tuned to Consequence of Sound for album review podcasts 3 times a week. If you love these shows, don't keep it to yourself. Let the world know. Rate and review us on iTunes and Podchaser. And be sure to check out our other programming on the Consequence Podcast Network.